Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Well, we've changed locations. We're at the Caldwell County FFA Greenhouse now, and it's always neat to be here and see what these young people are up to. Ms. Wood, come here just a second. Megan Wood, we had a chance to see you yesterday, and I was going to dress like Megan Wood today, but I couldn't find a wig.
Well, that's not very nice.
I know, yeah. I was gonna get my hair on.
Listen, I have beautiful hair, so you would have been very fortunate today.
You got good hair. I got good hair. In fact, mine's just a little longer. We could have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. We could have. Yeah. Well, I did have some kids that dressed like me today. They wore camouflage.
Did they really?
Yeah, we planned it.
Well, I asked anybody dressing like PJ, and they're like, no, we can't dress like him.
Actually, Sarah Hilliard has dressed like Mr. Jennings today.
Oh, really?
And I had a wig that was bald on the majority of the forehead.
Somebody said they've seen you with that on.
Yes, it was not very pretty.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure for somebody with good hair. Yeah. So tell me about what are you teaching in Caldwell County FFA, Caldwell County Greenhouse in high school?
Well, you've showed up during our greenhouse class, and today we are actually transplanting our seedlings that we have put in our propagation chamber about 2 weeks ago. We've got various types of tomatoes and some radishes and some peppers that they've done. We also have students that are pinching blooms in the greenhouse, because I always tell them I don't want to see any color in here, only green until the last week of March. We also have some students that are disrupting some soil, because whenever you have so many plants in a greenhouse, you don't have a lot of airflow, so they're working on that. We are pruning some of our ferns, and they are watering and moving things around, and it's just a constant process in here. And all the students, like the kids that are planting seedlings in front of us right now, I haven't planted a single seedling, because they do all of it. And that's the one thing that we want our greenhouse to do, is it's all hands-on, all of our students. So I'm excited for you to ask them questions and find out if they actually know what they're doing.
I like it, because just standing here watching them, I mean, they're handling these small plants very well.
Yeah, I threatened some of them before we came out. Yeah, I told them that they needed to be delicate. I said, these are like infants, and you can easily break their necks. Did I not say that?
they know, but obviously they're handling them very well. But you've got plants of different sizes. Your ferns are already looking great this year.
Thank you. Our ferns are going to be ready to go the first Monday, come back from spring break in April, and you better be planned to come out here at 10 o'clock, because they're going to be gone, because they do. They look great this year.
Yeah, that's been my wife's and my philosophy. Last year we just got ferns, because we kill everything else.
Well, they are an easy thing to keep alive.
I like that. We like that. Easy, and they survive vacation and everything.
Yes, they tend to survive. And we've put ours in usually we would put it in a traditional 8-inch pot. These are actually in 12-inch pots, which means that when you take them home, they don't have to be transplanted as quickly, or they don't have to be transplanted at all. And they don't have to have as much water constantly, because they're going to hold that moisture in.
Obviously, teach greenhouse, big part of what you teach. What are some of the other subjects that you teach in Caldwell County?
So I have the ability to teach anything that Mr. Jennings teaches as well, but right now my course load is basically plants and animals. I teach an advanced greenhouse class, small animal. I teach vet science, an animal science class, floral design are my regular greenhouse class, and then I also manage our co-op and our internship students.
He said he's cooking this afternoon in his class, one of his classes, some cinnamon rolls. Do you trust him behind it in an oven?
I do. Mr. Jennings is an excellent cook and a really good teacher when it comes to that. We've been very fortunate. We put a lot of our funding that we've received this year into our culinary program. So those students get to cook a lot.
Best class ever.
And it's at the end of the day, so it's not, they didn't just eat breakfast and they didn't just eat lunch. They get to eat a snack at the end of the day.
I think what is so neat about FFA today and your vocational classes here, there's a place for everybody, Megan.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we've really tried to focus on the last, I guess, 20 years, is making sure that we weren't just pigeonholing our students as, well, they're going to be a farmer. Because if you look in this class right here, you know, maybe 1% of them will be a farmer in traditional aspect. But most of our students are learning skills that are vital for their future, like food science. You know, last week they were actually making jerky and fruit jerky, and they were learning how dehydration works, and they'll do some canning and some different types of preserving. So it's classes that you can actually use as a career, but also just life skills.
I think it's important, and that's really what FFA and the Book of Ag program is about, the life skills. And because, like you said, a small percentage of these kids are actually farm kids.
Yeah, and it's really nice to get that difference in those students.
They just see what they do, what they turn out to be, too. And I talked to Aiden Manley, who's the state president this year, and he told me, he said, when I came into FFA, never wanted to speak. He said, I thought I can't get up in front of people. Went to FFA camp one summer, said it changed his life.
Yeah, we get those opportunities, and that's some of these kids might think that I forced them to do a speech or to get in class and stand up and speak and say the creed, but it's actually just what they need in life to give them that push so that they can do jobs that they didn't think they could ever do before.
He said, I thought when my ag teacher told me that I was going to do a speech, he said, I thought I'm going to pass out, but then I did it and went to FFA camp. He said, now state president. He said, I never saw myself getting here, but here I am.
Yep, they survived.
Love what you guys are doing. I want to talk to some of your students.
Megan. Absolutely. Carson, all right. Are you ready to be on the radio again?
I guess so.
Good.
Carson, what are you working on?
I'm planting some rhubarb and just transplanting it. Something simple. We do it quite often here. So it's nothing major. But
what's the hardest part of what you're doing here?
I think making sure we don't break the plants' necks is the hardest part, because you have to be gentle with them. That or getting them up out of the dirt where they were originally planted. But yeah, so I think those are the two hardest parts for sure.
What do you do in the FFA?
So in the FFA, I try to do anything I can. So I try to do as many speeches as I can. Currently, I'm officer right now, or not an officer, sorry, a chairman. And then, but next year I'm hoping to be a lot more involved as I can, and yeah.
Teach some good life skills here, though.
Yes, this is really teaching me a lot of life skills. I'm learning how to manage plants and other things. And also, just in FFA, you're learning a lot of skills like leadership, speeching, and time management, for sure. So, yeah.
Fantastic. These will be ready before long, so you're going to have some good plants out there for people to buy.
Yes, sir. We're going to be able to sell these plants to local community members, so make sure to, you know, come out and buy some. But
fantastic. Good job. Looks like you're doing great today. And what's your name?
Aaliyah Towns.
Tell me, what are you doing today?
Like right now? We're just...
Yeah, what are you working on?
Again, we're planting some rhubarb chard. I've also planted some standard tomatoes as well as some, what are they called? Epic radishes. Yeah.
So learned a lot here in the program at Caldwell County?
What was that?
Learning a lot of things here then, huh?
Yes, very much.
So how do you think this is going to help you in the future?
I think it helps me focus on one thing in a task at a time and be able how to handle it, like handling certain plants and knowing the order and how they must be planted, watered, furnished, all that. So,
are you active in the FFA too? Need to get active then, right?
I need to get active, but I love the greenhouse, and I think that's the one part where I've been active the most, and I actually really adore being out here a lot. So
you can tell you really love working with your hands and working with the plants.
I'm very hands-on. I'd rather do hands-on stuff than speaking in front of somebody. So,
you handle the plants very well. You do a great job. So keep up the good work. Thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
We're going to make our way around here. And what is your name?
Xander Sample.
What are you working on today? More plants?
Yeah, more plants. You know, we're trying to knock everything out today and get it all planted and ready to go. So,
how do you think what you're learning here is going to help you in the future?
Well, it's really telling me something about growing. I've surrendered to the ministry to be a preacher, and Miss Woods kind of gave me that push to do public speaking, and it really did help me there. And this just shows, you know, being gentle and like showing growth and things. So it really has helped with that. Yeah.
You involved in the FFA too?
I am. I just recently competed at the Ag Employability in Murray, and I got fourth out of I think 15. And that was just you go and you do an interview and stuff like that. And I'm not like an officer or anything, but I do a lot of competitions. I have two SAEs. I make duck calls, and I also run a construction company. So I I try to stay pretty busy, but
sounds like it. So how do you think FFA is going to help you in the future in your classes here?
So right now I'm taking greenhouse and ag technologies and ag business. And PJ's really helped me with my learning how to do construction and making duck calls and stuff. That was a big part of his wood shop class I took my freshman year, and I really got into that stuff. And then this class specifically, I've started building my own greenhouse at the house to really start running plants and things through there. So this taking this class has really helped me with pesticides and knowing what to use and what not to use and how to use it. So that's been a lot of help.
Very beneficial. Listen, good luck in your ministry. Good luck with your duck calls and your greenhouse.
Thank you, sir.
So is this duck call business going to be a big thing one of these days?
Maybe. Maybe I'll be the next Phil Robertson. We don't know.
Yeah, you never know, Phil, right? It goes hand in hand, right?
Yep.
I like it. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for visiting with me. We're at Caldwell County talking with Caldwell County FFA members and some of the students here. We're going to come back and talk to some more of the students here around the table and who are working in the greenhouse today. We're at Caldwell County FFA celebrating National FFA Week. We're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.